Michaela Nance with Life Size, live in Studio A. Here's a song from their upcoming album called Walk Right Through Me. Lifesize has a distinctive sound and a style all its own. The band draws from blues, folk, gospel, and funk. Critics rave about their flawless three-part harmonies and impressive instrumental technique. Bassist Greg Moore and drummer Tevin Carr couldn't make it, but the songwriting trio, Elijah Motika, Jake Martin, and Silas Boyle, did come by for a special performance live in Studio A. We talked about their new songwriting style, their upcoming album, Live at Lee Street, and more. You all have such distinct songwriting styles and style of music, the melodies that you write. Can you tell me how that all comes together to form your band?
Luck.
Well, it's all pretty spontaneous, you know. It's a challenge because, like we said, like I come from hard rock, alternative rock background. Elijah's more of like a folk pop, would you say, kind of background. Silas is like very like singer songwriter slash like electric blues kind of thing. Greg and Tevin were both born and raised playing gospel music and funk and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's really interesting just knowing that when I bring a song in, or when Elijah brings a song in, or Silas brings one in, if we all start working on it together, it's most likely going to turn out absolutely nothing like we originally heard it.
Never know where it's going to go.
Exactly. But the fun part is it almost always turns out better than I originally envisioned it, you know? And so it's just fun to keep it fresh that way.
We're starting a lot to write songs together as a unit. One of the songs that will be on our upcoming album whenever that's released, called Ghost, is one that we actually, the five of us, got in a room. And I had two verses, and that's all I had. I had two verses in the beginning of a guitar part, and we wrote it there in the room as the five of us. And so we're starting to do that a lot with at least us three, the main songwriters, to sit down, bring in song ideas, or we have complete songs, and then we tweak them as a trio, and that's making things a whole lot more cohesive rather than three totally separate songwriters trying to bring their weird songs together and make them sound the same.
Because that's what a lot of our first EP is. It's five songs, and it's just a bunch of songs that we wrote ourselves, came into the band with, and they just kind of became what they are, kind of. And it's kind of us chasing our sound, becoming, you know, a band.
And it's all musically cohesive because we all wrote our own parts for each of the songs. There's still like the very distinctive Lifesize sound to it, but it's more of a, you know, the
like,
music,
oh, this is Jake's song.
Right?
Oh, this is Silas's song. Or, oh, this must be Elijah's song. You can kind of tell. Not that it's a bad thing.
But. Yeah, exactly. But as we push forward here, it's just becoming more and more of like a, we're more of a Lennon McCartney thing, you know? Like there's more of like a,
I don't know if we're on
don't
that
make the
level.
Comparison. I'm not making that comparison. Oh my God.
Tonight I'll go to sleep alone and dream when I'll take a little peek into the life of
Lifesize, live in Studio A with Elijah Motika, Jake Martin, and Silas Boyle. On Saturday night, August 30th, from 10 to 1, they'll be joined by drummer Tevin Carr and bassist Greg Moore at Foothills Brewing Company in Winston-Salem. The event is free and open to the public, ages 21 and up. Lifesize also has a new album, Live at Lee Street, and a website coming soon. For more, check out WFDD.org and click on Live in Studio A. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Michaela Nance.